This is Dr. Darren Imerino.
This is Chad Tuthill, and we're with Hybrid EdTech Productions. Today's podcast is on Islam.
Specifically, we're going to be discussing two main things: the historical background of Muhammad and the two major denominations of Islam. To start with the historical background of the Prophet, which is, I think, the first thing to understand, Muhammad is understood by Muslims, who are the adherents of the religion Islam. Okay, Muhammad is understood as a prophet or a messenger of God. He is not understood as somehow fully divine and fully human, or, you know, a demigod or something strange like that.
When it comes to prophets, are they said to have talked to God, or are they born with a message inside? What is the outlook?
They're typically understood as being born in a situation that makes them more righteous. So, for example, this is a good kind of lead-in for Muhammad. He had a very challenging upbringing. In this sense, he lost all of his family members. So his father dies before he's even born. His mother dies when he's very young, like around 6 years old. That leaves him with his grandfather for 2 years, and then he dies, and then he's with his uncle.
Oh my gosh.
That's a lot of being sort of passed around to different situations. That's very challenging, if you can just imagine, as a young child, what that would do. And it forces you to grow up early, and that is part of the reason, like in the tradition, why he is understood as being worthy and being especially righteous, because he had to grow up quickly.
And what year is this?
So, yeah, the date.